is just coming on minds now. Hey, good evening. We're gonna start in a few minutes. Please share this. It's going to be a real good speak the mind of God tonight. So please share this. Pray that you're having a wonderful week, and pray that you're, God is blessing each and every one of you. Amen. Asking you to share this, please share, so that others can be blessed by this. Father, we thank you, God, for this opportunity. We give you glory, we give you honor for what you're doing and what you're going to do tonight. Now, Lord, I pray, God, that you would have your way in this Bible study. Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, Lord, let it be acceptable unto you. You are my strength, Lord, and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name, we give you glory and praise. Amen. Amen. Well, welcome to Discovering Your Purpose and with Pastor Derek, and I'm just grateful for this opportunity. Every Tuesday, we come together and give you the word of the Lord, and I'm just grateful for what God is doing and in this season. Today we're going to be talking about walking in God's purpose. Just to let you know, if you've been tuning in to our lives on Sunday, we're doing a series, Let the Healing Begin, and I pray that you will, you know, get a chance to go to our YouTube, Purpose City Church, and look at Sunday's word. I'm telling you, I believe it's going to be a blessing for you. Because not only God want to heal you, your body, but God want to heal the land as well. God want us, it's his will that we are healed. It is his will that we prosper, that we be in good health, even as our soul prospers. It is his will. And it's one thing, and his purpose and plan is that we align to his will. That means even in our physical bodies, in our minds, in our spirit, that we align in his perfect will. I want to touch on tonight, just five things. And the first thing I want to deal with is, number one, God already mapped out our destiny. This is walking in God's purpose. Walking in his purpose. He already mapped out our destiny. Amen. And when you understand that, you know, everybody has a purpose, we're born and we're here. The reason that we're here is because we have a purpose. God has ordained and positioned us. The reason why we're here is because there's a work that has to be done through us and in us. And the world is waiting. The Bible talks about the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the Son of Man to come forth and also become everything that God has called us to be. So in becoming who God called you to be, we got to know our purpose, know what it is that God has called us in this season. Because understand, when we get on our faces before God, when we seek God, when we earnestly seek him, He's going to reveal His will to us. And it's really important that we know His will and walk in His will. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. This is a very familiar scripture. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. In other words, your ending is going to be great. Other words, that even when you're no longer in this earth, that the dream and the destiny and the purpose of God will continue to live on. Your purpose will live on. With the things that you started, it will continue. Why? Because you're walking in the purpose and the perfect will of God. And when you walk in the perfect will of God, understand, only what you do for Christ will last. Everything that you do for God is going to last because God is not going to create something that's just temporary. When you look at the works of the late, even Dr. Miles Monroe, how his work is still living on, even going on 6 years after his departure, his work is still going on, and people are still being blessed by his books. People are still being blessed by his YouTube clips and whatever and everything else. Why? Because what was in him, he maximized every potential and everything that was in him. He did it to the full capacity. He did what God told him to do. Even at the very end, when even at the very end of his life, he said, "I did everything God called me to do." And that's what our testimony should be. Just like when Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. That's what our testimony should be when we do what God called us to do. So you got to understand the plan of God, what he mapped out for you. The only way you understand his purpose is by praying, is by seeking his face. That's why it's important to fast, and it's important to lay on your faces and trust God for strategies, for ideas concerning what it is that he's called you to do. It's so important in this hour that you know the plan of God and you walk in it. So he already mapped out your destiny. So therefore, we should never make the plans. We should always depend on God. Because understand, sometimes our plans may not be what God's plan is for you. God bless you, Pastor Karen. Amen. Sometimes our plans is not in God's will. I know a lot of people that said they may have started off as a football player. And the Lord, and they would have been really good at it, but it's something about walking in the purpose of God that's going to bring such influence in your life when you really walk in the purpose and plan of God. So understand what your destiny is, walk in it, and although, like I said, we have many gifts. But there's certain things that God strategically called us for, and we got to understand and know what it is and walk in it, amen, without apology. Walk in your purpose. So, number two, God has already mapped out our destiny. God has already mapped it out. Let's look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. Verses 4 and 6. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us until the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasures of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Understand, And you look at how God has predestined us. He has predestined us even before the beginning of time. He has created us. He's to do a work in the earth. Amen. So we got to understand what God is doing through us. We may not understand what it is. We may not even feel like we're worthy to do what God has called us to do. God may call you to evangelize. God may call you to prophesy. God may call you to pastor. God may call you to work in politics, in the political arena. He might call you to do whatever it is, but because he ordained you, understand, I believe that every call of God, every call has a purpose, even down to being a mayor, governor, president, whatever it is. Everybody has a specific call, and our call and our duty is to advance the kingdom of God in the earth. That's through government, that's through not just church. We are the church. We are the church in when we accept Christ in our life, that makes us the church. Now, but what it is, you gotta understand what it is that God has called you for at such a time as this. Understand your purpose, understand your call of God. Amen. Even on your job, sometimes you gotta understand, sometimes God may have you in that position that you don't like. It may be for that particular season because there's something, not only that God wants you to learn something, but there's some people that's on that job that God may need you to be there and minister to for that season. We don't, you know, so there's many things we got to understand, you know, why God does things the way he does things. And further down the road, you'll understand why God call you to do what he's called you to do, why he put you in the position that he put you in, you know. So understand this, but one thing you can understand for sure is that if God call you to a thing, he's going to bless it. When you walk in it, he's going to bless it because he's already ordained it from the beginning of the world. Amen. Number three, don't abort your purpose in God. Don't abort your purpose in God. That's, you know, many people have aborted the thing that God has called them to do and to say, maybe out of fear, maybe out of, you know, they, you know, out of people, other people's perception of, you know, going by what people think that they should do, what people, you know, people's opinions. But you got to understand that it's God that called you, not people. You got to understand that it's our job to please God. It's our job to bring glory to God. In everything that we do, it's our job to bring glory to God. If we don't, and if we're not bringing glory to God, then what we're doing is in vain. What we're doing is not pleasing unto God, because everything we're doing is to bring God glory. So, and the only way you bring God glory is to walk in the things that God has called you to walk in. So don't abort it because you feel as though you don't have the money, you feel like you don't have the skills. Well, understand, God qualifies the call. Understand this. He doesn't call the qualified, he always qualifies the call. So the thing is, if God calls you, that means he trusts you to do a thing. Understand this. Sometimes I've seen some of the most educated people look bad because you know they went to get education of a thing that God has never called them to into. But you got to understand, God called the qualified. He don't call the quali-. He qualifies who he calls. So you gotta understand that what you're called to do, God is going to, he's going to give you what you need to be successful at whatever he's called you to become. You just have to say yes to his will, yes to his way. You just have to trust him. Amen. Number four, Write the vision. Write the vision. Habakkuk 2 and 2 talks about write the vision. Make it plain among tables that God's for the vision is yet for a point in time. You got to trust God in the very things that he has called you to do. Trust him. Amen. Look at Habakkuk 2:2. We're going to read that real quick. Habakkuk 2:2. Amen. And you got to understand, it's our job to write out and execute God's mind. So you got to understand, the vision that God gives you is the mind of God. Okay? Understand, it is the mind of God. It's God's mind that he's entrusting you. Okay? And the Lord answered to me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Through it tarry. Wait on it. Wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Understand that what God's called you to do, when you make the first step, understand God's going to give the increase. Understand, I always say this, God will make provision for his vision. If God gave you the vision, he's gonna make provision for it. You just have to trust him. You just have to walk out in faith and not by sight. Because understand, if God ordained it, he's gonna provide for it. You just have to step out in faith. Write the vision. Whatever it is, in other words, the vision is God's mind. Amen. It's the mind of God that you're writing out. It's the heart of God that you're writing out. That's the vision. The heart and mind of God. Okay? So make sure, you know, this is why we pray, this is why we get on our face, this is why we seek his face for strategy, for ideas, for whatever it is that God has called us to do. Amen. And the last thing I want to share with you, don't move too fast, but don't move too slow. Don't move too fast, but don't move too slow. Understand this. You can move too fast in a thing and miss it. And yet you can move too slow in a thing and miss your season. So you always got to know the timing of God. There's a certain time when God is saying wait. Within that certain time, that's the time that you should learn and develop and get the training and everything that you need so that you can be successful at what God has called you to do. Understand, remember David, when David was anointed, he wasn't put in the position of king right away. There was still training and developing that David had to go through before he became king. That's why Saul was still in position until David was ready to assume the position as king. So understand this. We don't want to rush too fast into what it is. Get the training and everything that you need. Get the teaching and everything you need so that when it is your time, you can go forth and do what God has called you to do. Amen. But at the same time, don't move too slow. Because understand, God do not like slowfulness. We cannot move too slow. Because sometimes we think that we're not ready for a thing. We take our time. We think we're not ready to move in a position. We take our time. And when we move too slow, you can miss timing. You can miss divine appointment. You can miss divine season. You don't want to miss your timing because you feel like you're not worthy. Trust me, God called you. He's going to make you worthy. If God called you, he's going to equip you with everything that you need. Amen. So understand his call and his purpose for your life. Walk in his purpose. Amen. Bless God for his divine timing. His timing is always perfect. Amen. Now understand this. I know a lot of people that move too swiftly into a thing prematurely, And it messed up their whole destiny. Yet, I know people that moved too late in a thing. And when they was ready, to do what God called them to do, God put somebody else in position. They walked out, or they missed it. So, and that's the one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to miss your season. That's why it's always good to be in the will of God. I never understood when they used to sing a song, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. I never understood that until, to be honest with you, maybe last year sometimes, is when I really got the full concept of what they were saying. Because check it, when you're in God's perfect will, it's nothing, you know, you're already successful. You're already walking in success when you're in His perfect will. You're already moving. You know, you don't want to miss the season. Amen. You don't want to miss opportune moments, because opportune moments, understand this, God don't have to redeem the times for us. He don't have to redeem the times, but understand, when we walk in His purpose, when we walk in in His timing, you know, you got to understand that God will make a way for you to be successful, but we have to trust Him. We have to, you know, just be obedient. That's the thing I'm just going to encourage you to do. Be obedient in what God has called you to do. Amen. That's so critical, and that's so key in this hour, is that we be obedient to the purpose and will of God. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. Between the time that God show you what it is and the timing of it, that's your season of development and training. And that's why it's so important to get everything you need now. Get the knowledge that you need now. So that when God give you the green light, you're ready. You're ready. And even when you're ready, sometimes you feel like you're not worthy. You feel like you're not ready. And that's the spirit of fear that will cause you not to go forth into the things of God. Got to understand, don't let fear cripple you so that you won't walk in His purpose. Don't let fear hinder you from doing what God has called you to do, because understand, that's fear. Fear comes from Satan. Fear doesn't come from God. The Bible says God did not give us a spirit of fear, but love and a sound mind. He gave us the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So if you have power, power outrules fears anytime. Love outrules fear. Sound mind outrules fear anytime. When you're walking in power, you're walking in authority. When you're walking in love, when you have a love for God and His people, you're not going to allow intimidation to cause you to not walk in your kingdom purpose. You know, many people may think certain things. Well, I don't think this is what you was called to do, based on maybe certain things that happened in the past or whatever. But understand this. Your past should never dictate what your future holds. Your past never dictates, you know, what God has called you to do. You got to trust God. You got to walk in your purpose. You got to, you know, your past is your past. Your past was your learning experience. But what God has called you to do, you got to move forward. You got to understand that from this time that we're living in now most of us have wasted much time in our years. You know, the big factor is, no, you cannot, you may never be able to redeem the time back or gain that time that you lost. But from this point on, God can redeem the time and allow even the time that you lost and the times that you didn't do what you should do, that if you just say yes, God, right now, God will, within the time frame that you have now, and God may even extend the time. You never know how God might do it. But God will allow you to go forth and do what He's called you to do if you just say, God, I want to be in your will. I want to be in your will. Matter of fact, for those that's on here now, just type it in. If you could just type it in for me. God, I want to be in your will. God, I want to be in your will. God, I want to be in your will. It's so critical that we walk in the purpose and the will of God. It's so important that we know his will and walk in it. Because if we don't walk in the will of God, I promise you one thing. I believe this with my whole heart, that a lot of people, when they leave this earth, God's going to reveal to them the things that they could have had, that they should have had, but because of their disobedience, but because they wanted to do their own thing and not God's thing, and not walk in the call of God, they're going to miss it. They're going to really miss it. I want to walk in God's will. I want to walk. God, I want to walk in your will. Amen. That's right. It's coming in now. God, I want to walk in your will. Please, three more people just type it in. God, I want to walk in your will. I want to walk in your will. I want to be in your will. So critical that we know the will of God and walk in it. So I'm gonna encourage you as we're about to close this for tonight. This is the season now to find out, even while we're still on quarantine, and I know things are starting to open up slowly but surely, but while we're still on quarantine, this is the time to really seek God. This is the time that while God still has our attention, to really seek God. After this quarantine is over, I don't want us to go back. Let's not go back to business as usual. Amen. Let's not go back to business as usual. Because the dangers in that is that we're going to miss God if we do. We're going to really miss God if we do. This is why it's so important that we hear God, walk in his purpose, walk in his divine purpose, and just do what he's called us to do. Amen. So critical that we walk in the will of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus, tonight we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise tonight, because you're a wonderful God. You're a magnificent God. You're a gracious God, Lord. I know there, God, I pray that you'll forgive us for the times that we should have done what you've called us to do. But God, I pray right now, God, that you would redeem the times, God. Redeem the times for us, God, in Jesus' name. And God, I pray, God, that you would have your perfect will, that your perfect will be done through us. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen. 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 I want to give you this opportunity, if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. This is the best decision of your life, is to give your life to Jesus Christ. Pray with me. If you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or you want to rededicate your life to Christ, today's the day. Today is the day. Pray with me. Father, I thank you for everything that you're doing. Now, God, I pray right now that you would forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me. Fill me with your spirit. Make me new. God, I pray right now that you would accept me as your son, as your daughter. I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. And now I am saved by the blood of Jesus. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant it from your heart, you're now saved. You're now a part of God's family. Amen. And I pray that you would text us at 443-240-0962. 443-240-0962 is Purpose City Church's ministry center number, text us that you've given your life to Christ or you rededicated your life to Jesus. I pray that that you have been blessed. Also, I want to invite you to join us. Purpose City Church is starting our 21-day consecration tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be having prayer at 7 via conference call. Pastor Karen, if you can please put the number on the screen, the number and the access code for our consecration prayer. We're praying to, at Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. So it's only 30 minutes of prayer, 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Starting tomorrow, we'll be on conference call prayer. Ask Pastor Karen to please, if she can please put the number, conference call number, and access code on the in the comment section, because I want you to join us. If you're more than welcome to join us for prayer. We're fasting from 6 a.m. until 12 noon tomorrow and Thursday for this week. We're fasting Wednesday and Thursday this week, 6 a.m. to 12 noon. So please join us, and we're going to be fasting and praying 7 to 7:30 tomorrow morning. Amen. And hopefully, prayerfully, Pastor Karen is putting it on the screen, the phone number and the access code. And I pray that you would join us. Amen. I pray that you would join us for this consecration. Amen. I'm telling you, I feel God is about to do something miraculous in this season. And I want us to just be connected to what, to the voice of God. Amen. 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 978-990-5187. Access code 477-4809. So please join us 7 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Only 30 minutes of prayer. Please join us. You can write that number down. It's on your screen. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what the outcome of this consecration is going to be. Amen. So I challenge you to please join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 7:30, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Amen. Tomorrow through June 30th. Amen. We're fasting this week, Wednesday and Thursday. We're fasting from 6 a.m. to 12 noon. Only 6 hours. That's real easy. The only thing you're really giving up is breakfast. So we're fasting. Tomorrow's day one of our consecration. Please join us. And, you know, we're just looking for God to do miraculous things in this season. Pastor Karen, thank you so much for putting it up on the screen. We're looking for God to just do some miraculous things in this season. I'm telling you, God is up to something, and I don't want to miss what God is doing. What a time to consecrate. What a time to fast. This kind cometh out but by fasting and by praying. And I'm telling you, I'm just grateful to what God is going to do in this season. Watch what God do. Watch what he does. Because I'm telling you, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, it hasn't even been revealed in the heart of man, the things that God has in store for them who love him. Our key scripture for tomorrow is Matthew 4:17. We're praying. Our prayer focus tomorrow is repentance. Repentance. Amen. Repentance. We're believing God to heal our land. We believe in God to heal us. Amen. We're I'm telling you, please join us Sunday, this coming Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for our worship experience at on the Purpose City Church Facebook page. Please join us. We won't be on next Tuesday because we have a meeting with our church leadership. So we won't be doing Discovering Your Purpose next Tuesday, but we'll be back on the following Tuesday. I'm asking you to please invite someone to join us, The flyer is on this page. Please share it. Please feel free to share it. Discovering Your Purpose with Pastor Derek. And we're just gonna give God the glory in everything that we do. We're gonna give Him glory. We wanna make Him proud of us. Amen. Love y'all with the love of Christ. I'm praying for your families. I'm praying for your loved ones, and I'm praying that for your success. Amen. So again, thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful remainder of the week. And please, again, join us Sunday at 2:30 for the Purpose Experience on our Purpose City Church page. If you're not connected to it, please go to our Facebook page and our YouTube page. Subscribe and like our page at Purpose City Church. We are also on Instagram. Please follow us. God bless you. Love you. Have a wonderful evening.